The dumplings need to boil for 5 minutes until they become translucent. Meanwhile, I head outside to see how Mohammed's auntie is getting on with the rest of the meal.
This is just the sauce for the noodles, right?
Yeah.
There's no meat in this one.
There are meat in it.
Oh, there is meat.
Yeah,
okay.
Lamb in it.
Lamb, okay.
Yeah.
Lamb everywhere.
I'm helping Mohammed's aunt finish the lahman noodles. The first step is to pull each length of the noodle onto an oiled board.
This pull, she's kind of working the dough, spinning it.
Then she winds the noodles around her hands. And now for the most difficult part, stretching them out.
It looks like she's playing catch cradle. Wow. Wow. Holy hell.
Then they go into a wok of boiling water for 3 minutes.
She took it like that. This is a long piece of noodle. Bang it. Pull it. Bang it. Slap it. Take it out of the wash. That's it. Ta-da.
It's the end of our time in Kashgar and our exploration of China's ethnic minority cuisine.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Is it that was a noodle?
Okay.
Wow, this is the one you pulled?
This I really, really am in love with the noodles.
Yes.
It really is springy and delicious, and it's really satisfying making your own noodles.
Mm-hmm.
China is so diverse, so many different people, different ideas, different religions, different cultures, the Dai minority, the Bulang minority, through food, that's their identity. Then now we're the Uyghurs. That's their culture, just right on the plate, right there, says it all. It's magnificent.
Mohammed, to you and your whole family, thank you very much. What I've learned and discovered by coming to Kashgar and Yunnan was, I think it deepened my understanding about China. Even though they're within the Chinese nation, they haven't lost their local traditions, which I think is very important.